Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody. Dr. F. Scott Feel here with another Teach Me Something Tuesday episode of the podcast. Today is going to be the first in a three-part series. Another mini series, if you will, on a topic that we found interesting, mostly because we hadn't covered it before. And it's actually a big deal in the world of academia, and that is plagiarism. So the first part of the three-part series is just going to be defining plagiarism so that you are aware of what exactly it is. This is both for professors and for students. And then the second part will be a little bit more of some of the consequences that go along with plagiarism. And then last but not least will be some of the best practices and how to avoid plagiarism. So like we said, we're starting off today's three-part mini-series of this Teach Me Something Tuesday with the definition of plagiarism. And the dictionary defines plagiarism as stealing and passing off the ideas or words of another as one's own, right? Or using another's production without crediting the source. To commit literary theft or present as new an original idea or product derived from an existing source. So these are kind of the definitions of plagiarism. And we've heard it and we know it to be some form of copying, essentially, and cheating. Well, if we look at plagiarism, there's several different types of plagiarism, which is interesting because, again, there's some that I didn't even realize were a form of plagiarism. And so we'll kind of go over those today. So there's about seven different types of plagiarism that are the most common. The first one is just complete plagiarism. And this is basically plagiarism that occurs when a writer submits someone else's work in their own name. And that could be paying somebody to write a paper for you or, you know, taking your sister's old English paper that she did 5 years ago and resubmitting it with your name on it. Those are all kind of complete plagiarism ideas, right? Then there's direct plagiarism, which is very similar to complete plagiarism. However, it doesn't have the entire paper plagiarized and handed in with your name on it or you know, somebody's name on it. It's actually bits and pieces of a paper that have already been submitted or a product that have already been, you know, written by somebody else. And you're just taking, you know, a line or two or a paragraph or two or a section or two. And you take those and you put those in your work without citing the source. That's direct plagiarism. The next one is paraphrasing plagiarism. And this one is one that I see students a lot of times not even realize is plagiarism, but it's when taking a writer's work and changing a few words or paraphrasing it to make it look different than it was originally. Essentially, you're presenting someone else's original idea and work without crediting them for the thoughts and ideas, even if you're presenting it in your own words, right? That can still be considered paraphrasing plagiarism. The next one is one that I actually wasn't really even aware you could do until recently, and that's self-plagiarism. You might be surprised, but yes, you can plagiarize yourself. Let's say you wrote an English paper, in my case, back in college on a group of textbooks that were very helpful in formulating some form of idea around exercise or something like that, right? And then let's say I did a research paper 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, and I used a section from that old paper that I wrote in college. Well, that is actually plagiarizing myself, right? So I'm reusing a research paper I did years ago and a section of it, and I didn't give myself credit. and therefore I'm plagiarizing myself, or self-plagiarism, right? And that can be a real issue if you write professionally, because one, you know, let's say you write a section or a blog or something for a client, they now own that content. So if you were to take a section of that and reuse it, even though you wrote it for somebody else, that client is going to get pretty mad because you used something that they owned in another client's work. The other thing is, you know, let's say you write for other professional journals or something like that, right? And you're not citing yourself when you're reusing sections from old papers, that's not going to look good in professional journals. And eventually it can damage your professional reputation, right? Because they're like, oh, that guy just plagiarizes himself all the time and reuses his stuff. And it starts to look bad, right? The next form of plagiarism is patchwork plagiarism. This is kind of known as mosaic plagiarism. And it refers to instances where plagiarized work is kind of interwoven throughout a paper, right? So let's say you're writing your paper and you take a section or a clause or you know, a sentence, and you put it in here. Then a little bit later in a different section, you use another sentence or, you know, a product, and you enter it in here. And this one's a little bit more subtle and a little harder to find because, again, the work is kind of spread out over the course of the paper, so it's not all in one big chunk, and it can be missed sometimes. But if you're not putting the source and you're not citing the source where you got that one sentence or phrase from, again, that leads to plagiarism. Another one is source-based plagiarism, and this one gets to be a little bit difficult to understand sometimes, because with this type of plagiarism, the writer may cite their sources correctly, but present the source in a misleading way. For example, they might reference like a secondary source in their work, but only credit the primary source from which that secondary source is derived. So then essentially you're not really giving credit to the right source. And this could even be citing an incorrect source or just making sources up. Now with AI, we've got to be real careful of that, because AI doesn't do a great job of citing and referencing. It just makes them up sometimes. And we really can't have that if we're trying to keep the integrity of academic work and research and publications. Last but not least is accidental plagiarism. And again, this one happens more often than not. This is probably the most common type, just because the writer doesn't even realize they're plagiarizing another's work. This could be just forgetting to cite your source or where you got it from, not citing your source correctly, or just failing to put quotations around, you know, material that you use that is cited. So again, these are the different types of plagiarism. There's a bunch of them out there. We hope just bringing awareness to the different types of plagiarism is something that can help you both grow as a writer and as a professional. And we hope that you'll avoid these types of plagiarism, obviously, but we hope that just bringing awareness to it will kind of start some of the conversations and just let people know that, hey, plagiarism is a thing. Here's a bunch of different types. Like we said, the next part of the mini series is kind of going to go into a deeper dive on the consequences and what can happen if you plagiarize. Hope this was helpful for you, and we'll see you on the next. Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.